Let's begin. I have always loved exploring new places, but I found out early on I'm what you call directionally challenged. Now, over time, I see getting lost as part of the journey, but it certainly did not start that way. I began collecting maps as a kid and was fascinated by all the lines, markers, and endless possibilities the maps represented. I also loved globes of the world that I could spin as if I could control my adventure in the world with one magic touch. Of course, nowadays there are GPS gadgets to literally tell us exactly where we are when we are lost, then where to go, and what else we might like along the way. Need gas, a place to stay, maybe some food, something to do, something to see. GPS is ready to tell you. For someone like me who is directionally challenged and likes adventure, you would think it's the best of both worlds, but the truth is it's a bit overwhelming at times. My gadgets seem to serve themselves, and even when for the most part, I know where I'm going. It leads me to dead ends, through traffic jams, or off-road when I'm in a vehicle that could get stuck. Here I am speaking about driving directions, but there is another type of GPS that is available to us too. One that truly knows our heart, knows our capabilities, and knows what is truly best for us at any given time. The GPS I'm speaking about is God's positioning system, also known as Spirit. This uncomplicated GPS does not go away because of bad service areas. It's always there. It's always perfectly timed and designed to bring us love and peace to our heart. You see, at one time or another, we usually find ourselves at a crossroad in our lives. We might be faced with making a decision to go one direction or another with no clear path. Our jobs change, relationships come and go, or something affects our health or finances. During these times, though, the moment will come when we have to make a decision. Do we move here? And this, change that. Some of us let our emotions dictate our decisions, while others will logically review the pros and cons to make the choice. And while others still will make their decision based on someone else's desires. But what if we use God's positioning system, Spirit, to direct our path? God positioned the Holy Spirit in us to help each and everyone prosper. Spirit will do this in several ways to ensure the very best for us, but we also must do our part. So how does God's GPS, known as Spirit, do this? First, Spirit convicts us. In John 16:8-13 and 14, we see that Spirit convicts us, awakens us, and helps us discern the difference between truth and error. When faced with a decision to take a certain direction, have you ever felt this knowing that you should or shouldn't go another way? Did you find out later that following your spirit saved you from an accident? Or not listening created unexpected detours or troubles? I once had this experience literally on a very dark, rainy night. I had worked an extra long day and I had a lot of thoughts floating around about the next step to take in my business. Driving home on a quiet, familiar back road was always a great way for me to let go and let God, so I could relax when I walked in the door. However, this particular night, I could not let go and relax my mind while driving. I found myself overthinking and analyzing where each direction would take my business. Every now and then, the rain was so hard, it did snap my mind out of work thoughts and made me wonder, should I actually pull over for a while? But quickly, my mind started running company numbers, past conversations, and I kept driving. Then suddenly, I came across a detour sign on an unfamiliar road. I officially had no idea where I was or was going, since I pretty much was on autopilot, and was taken back by the thought this was likely not the first detour sign. At that moment, I finally noticed that Spirit was convicting me to pay attention. Now, some would say where I live is in the woods, so a back road here can lead literally nowhere. A mountaintop, a swamp, someone's barnyard with cows or horses. I was feeling lucky that Spirit convicted me and awakened me at that point, because traditional GPS was not a choice, and my options to drive through anything was not happening, as that specific day I chose to drive my low-profile sports car. With most decisions, time plays an important role, and I was starting to feel pressured, as my partner knew exactly how long it takes me to get home, what the weather was like, and what I was driving, so he would be very concerned if I was late. Now that Spirit had convicted and awakened me, and with no reception of any kind from traditional GPS gadgets, I stopped and decided to use God's positioning system and let Spirit lead. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, Spirit fills us and directs our path by living a life of surrender and letting Spirit lead. So lost, late, and in the dark, rainy woods, I felt an enormous peace surrendering to Spirit. My chattering mind stopped the endless blaming of my choices that got me there. I was able to take a deep breath and let Spirit lead. Almost exactly the moment my heart felt normal again, a car's light started to shine from behind me. I thought, this is my chance to be led. Without hesitation, I took the next step and trusted this was my best chance to get back on the main road or at least reach people for help. As I followed the red lights in front of me, I was reminded how in Proverbs 3:6, it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I can tell you, I was acknowledging him now. It was out of my hands. Never speaking to the people in the car and not knowing where they were going, I followed them all the way, luckily, to the main road. And though still far from home, I began to get service and let my partner know I was safe and close. Learning GPS, God's positioning system, with Spirit, takes practice. It also takes trust. At first, our steps can look small and uncertain, but as we practice and mature walking by Spirit, it becomes a normal and essential part of our daily life. One of the greatest things about GPS with Spirit is we do not have to have any special gadgets or be in a good service area. Spirit is indwelled within us. And as in Galatians 5:22-23 mentions, Spirit bears the fruit through us we could never consistently display on our own, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So, Would you like to use your gadget's GPS or God's positioning system through Spirit? When it comes to the direction of your life, if you're interested in starting this practice, let me share with you three ways you can start doing this today. To start, we must surrender. Life is always changing. A ebb and flow current is always happening. Something will come in and something will go out. If we practice holding on to a belief tightly or taking action just because of familiarity, we run the risk of missing out on Spirit's blessings. Today, when you feel lost and that there is no other choice but what you know, take time to surrender to Spirit and see where it directs your path. Next, once you see where Spirit directs you, trust. Practice by trusting that Spirit has the wheel. Let go and let God. Spirit is there to direct your path for the highest good, no matter how many detours you take. Lastly, with God's positioning system through Spirit, you will need to take action and obey. Be obedient and follow the steps, no matter how small or irrelevant it might seem to you or others. Be confident in larger steps as it shows Spirit you are trusting what it has placed in your heart.